Runaway Saudi sisters urge Apple, Google to pull inhuman app. The runaway Saudi sisters who sought asylum in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia are pushing for Apple and Google to get rid of an inhuman app that allows men to keep tabs on female relatives' travel, according to a new report. Maha Al-Sabai, 28, and Wafa Al-Sabai, 25, say that Afshar, a Saudi government e-services app, aids Saudi Arabia's stringent male guardian system and contributes to trapping girls in abusive families. It gives men control over women, Wafer told Reuters on Wednesday. They have to remove it. Saudi men can download Afshar from their country's version of Google and Apple online stores and use it to update or withdraw permission for women in their family to travel abroad. They can also receive SMS updates if the woman's passports are used. Neither company was immediately available to comment to Reuters, but Apple CEO Tim Cook said in February he hadn't heard of the app but would look into it. Afshar, which is free, allows Saudis to renew their passports, make appointments, and view traffic violations. But Saudi women must have permission from male relatives to work, marry, or travel under the country's guardianship system. If Afshar is removed, or if tech giants insist that it permits women to organize their own travel, which would hamper the guardianship system, it could spark significant change, the sister said. If they remove this application, maybe the government will do something, Wafa said. Civil rights groups, diplomats, and U.S. and European politicians have recently called for the app to be removed from online stores. Technology can and should be all about progress, but the hugely invasive powers that are being unleashed may do incalculable damage if there are not sufficient checks in place to respect human rights. United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said in a Wednesday statement. While Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has lifted the driving ban for some women and last year said he favors an end to the guardianship system, he's not yet called for it to be stopped. Both Maha and Wafa have appealed for help from Georgia after fleeing Saudi Arabia, launching a Twitter account called Georgia Sisters, where they say they are in danger and will be killed if they are forcibly returned home.